This evening, Night Heat welcomes back Frank Howard. Frank is paying Night Heat a return visit. He was only too happy and anxious to come back on the program again to face the new charges we've dug up against him. That door is locked, Frank. Now tell us, Frank, exactly what has happened to you since our first interview.
Well, I lost my job, Mike.
That great executive job you had, Frank.
Yeah, I lost it.
That's wonderful.
I thought you'd like that.
That was probably because I mentioned the funds you were embezzling from that orphanage in Baltimore.
Yes, I think that did the trick, Mike. They didn't say, they just threw me out. May I have a cigarette, Mike?
No. Did anything else happen that might be of interest to our viewers, Frank?
Well, they took away my Boy Scout troop.
The Scouts of Den 44.
And the Den.
That was probably due to my revealing the guns you were smuggling to the Mau Mau terrorists.
You got a big mouth, Mike. May I have a glass of water, Mike?
No. Did the show create any family problems, Frank?
Well, I did lose my wife, Mike.
You lost Mary, that lovely wife of yours?
And the kids, yeah.
Those two darling children.
Three, Mike.
She probably objected to my mention of your mistress.
That probably was it. She didn't say. She just left and took the two darling children with her.
Three, Frank.
Oh, yeah, three.
Well, enough of these pleasant memories. At our last interview, Frank, we exposed you for what you are. A crook, a liar, a thief.
And a traitor to my country.
Yes, and a traitor to your country. But that was 6 months ago. And now that you're back on your feet again, let's see what further slander my energetic research staff has dug up on
okay.
you. Frank, I have here your war record.
Oh, I was with the 85th Field Artillery. Every man in our outfit was proud of our record. We demolished a train depot, three armories, and four small towns.
That's right, Frank, and then they sent you overseas.
You really got a big mouth, Mike.
It says here in the October 5th issue of the Occoquan Swamp News that you were responsible for raising the funds for the wonderful construction of a $7 million dam in Death Valley.
That's right.
What was the name of that dam, Frank?
Well, actually, Mike, inasmuch as Death Valley is the warmest spot in the United States, the name of the dam was obvious. Hot dam.
Yes. It is recorded here that construction on that dam cost $1 million,
That's right.
You raised funds amounting to $7 million. Can you tell us, Frank, what you did with the other $6 million?
No, I don't know what I did.
Frank, on April the 5th, 1913...
Oh, let's not go back that far, Mike. I was just a kid. I didn't know what I was doing. A crazy, mixed-up kid.
On February the 12th, 1916...
I was young, Mike. A green kid.
Last May...
People get old and foolish, Mike.
Frank, do you remember Eddie Carbo?
Good old Eddie Carbo. Do I remember? I don't think I know him.
Well, in 1939, Eddie Carbo was shot down in cold blood in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie's body was never found.
That's right.
Last week, my energetic research staff discovered the body of Eddie Carbo in a shallow grave 500 feet beneath the Empire State Building.
Gotta hand it to you, Mike. I never thought anybody would ever dig up old Eddie Carbo. That was 18 years ago.
Well, I must admit, Frank, by the time we got to him, Eddie was in pretty bad shape.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, he gave us a full statement.
Did you ever have one of those days?
What is Frank Howard? Some will say he is a murderer and a thief. Others will say he is a thief and a murderer. Whatever Frank Howard is, tonight he is under arrest.
Hey.
And now for the story of J. Robinson Hewlett, American scholar, historian, philosopher, and politician. J. Robinson Hewlett is a fine, upstanding leader in American thought. He is a professor of history at Baylor University, a man who no less an authority than Time magazine called a leader in American politics and one of the pioneers for academic advancement in America. Now tell us, Bob, just how long have you been a communist?